Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God, with our host prophetess, Sherita Berry.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is well. It is well with my soul. With my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Glory, hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it is well, hallelujah. It is well, it is well. We give God the glory. We give him the honor on today. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him, because it is well with my soul. Hallelujah. It is well with my soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome on this afternoon to our daily devotion. Glory to God. I am Apostle Prophetess Sherita Berry. Glory to God. We are transforming the nation with the Word of God. We are taking the Word of God to the four corners of this earth. In the name of Jesus, giving God glory. Giving him honor on today. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is well. It is well with my soul. With my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because it is well with our soul on today. Come on. We are. That means me, you, and those around the world and around the country. Glory to God. We are transforming the nation with the Word of God. For we are taking the Word of God to the four corners of this earth, glory to God, because God's Word must reach those that are unreachable, glory to God. Hallelujah. It must reach to every nation far and wide, every country far and wide, every continent, every region, glory to God, far and wide, glory to God. There are a lot of uncharted territories where the Word of God has not reached those people. There's a lot of uncharted territories where the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, people have not heard of. So we are transforming the nation. We are God's people. We are his sons and daughters. Glory to God. We are transforming the nation with the Word of God. And we are taking his gospel to every part of the world, the four corners of this earth. Glory to God, for we are unstoppable and we're unmovable. Glory to God, hallelujah, because we're moving, hallelujah, we're moving. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We're not sitting still. We're not standing. We're not standing still. We're not allowing the enemy to hit us, to block us, to bring a stumbling block. Glory to God, for every time we see an obstacle, glory to God, what we do, we walk around it and keep moving. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My former bishop's wife told me one time, she said, Sharita, work the middle and allow God to take care of everything else around you. Glory to God. And we have to learn how to work the middle and allow God to take care of those things around us. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, and praise him. Come on, somebody, and give him glory. Hallelujah. Give him honor on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is well. It is well with my soul, with my soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is well. It is well with my soul. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, for it is well. That's all I can say. It is well with my soul. Glory to God. You got to find the peace of God in the name of Jesus in this hour with so much that is taking place around the world and around the country. Glory to God. We got to find that perfect peace. Glory to God. And rest and abide in him. Glory to God. We got to find that perfect peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And let it be well with our soul. Glory to God. Trusting in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Giving it all to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our scripture reading on today comes from Psalms 91 and 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. Sometimes we got to go in that secret place with God in the name of Jesus. And we got to find our peace, our rest. Glory to God. We got to find our faith, our joy in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we got to go to that secret place with the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, just lay out before him and make supplication in the name of Jesus, because God wants to sit with us. Glory to God. He wants to minister to us. He wants to talk to us in the name of Jesus. So he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We give God praise, and we give him glory, and we give him honor. Hallelujah for this daily devotion on today. With a lot of things that are taking place globally, glory to God, on a large, massive scale, there are so many people that are dealing with mental health issues. There are people that are turning to substance abuse. There are people that are depressed. And, oh, my God, there are people that are suffering. Glory to God, there are people that are going through within themselves. There are people that don't know what to do, and they don't know how to do things. But you know something? I thank God that his word changes not. For he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I want to encourage you all on today. This is a different daily devotion on today. I want to encourage you that is listening on today, woman, man of God, in the name of Jesus. Even if you are a young person that's listening on today, I want to encourage you on today, glory to God, if you know somebody that is going through a difficult, hard time during this global pandemic, or during this, anybody. It could have been just dealing with something. Glory to God. Whether it's mentally, whether it's health wise, glory to God, whether it's spiritual, I want to encourage you on today to take the time out. Glory to God. to let somebody know that you love them, to let somebody know that you care about them, glory to God, because time is short. Like my mother said the other day, 1 minute we're here, the next day we could be gone, glory to God. Give your loved one their flowers while they're still living. You may know somebody that's dealing with a mental health issues because of the pandemic. Go and take the time out as a family member, as a friend, and talk to them. Matter of fact, listen, glory to God. Ask them, is there anything that you can do for them? How can you help them, glory to God? Or just be that listening ear, because in this day and age that we're living in, during this pandemic, people need a listening ear, glory to God. And God has commissioned us, glory to God, to go and to set the captives free. And during this pandemic, we have to go and set the captives free, glory to God. We have to go and break the chains and the bonds off of people that are in shackles. We got to go and lead those out of darkness into the light, glory to God, during this pandemic. Because so many people the enemy has a hold of, and God has given us the charge during this pandemic to go and set his, to go, glory to God, and lead God and Lord God and help somebody, glory to God, that is down and out. Glory to God, that don't know which way to go. Glory to God, we are the light that people are searching for to lead them to Christ. I am Apostle Prophetess Sharita Berry, and I thank you all for joining me for daily devotion. Remember, you are the light that people are searching for to lead them to Christ. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, it is well. It is well. It is well, it is well. It is well, it is well. It is well, it is well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is well, it is well. It is well, it is well. Hallelujah. It is well. God, I thank you for bringing us here. God, I thank you for bringing us here on today. I do not take this day lightly as I come before you, humbling myself with a heart of repentance. Bow and let it be God. Ask for forgiveness. I've done anything knowing or unknowing. I cancel every curse, hex, vex, and spell. Every spiritual wickedness in high places. Demonic activity. Prince of Persia. Principalities. Rulers of darkness. Every imp. And I cast them into the abyss from whence they came. In the name of Jesus. God, I shut down first and second heaven. I confuse the language of every imp, every demon, every witch, warlock, soothsayer, psychic, medium, necromancer, witch doctor, voodoo doctor. In the name of Jesus. And I render them powerless on today. I confuse that language on today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I pray for the sick and the shut in. Those that are dealing with health issues in their body, in the name of Jesus, infirmities and disease, we declare, we decree, in the name of Jesus, miracles of healing on today. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those that are in mourning. I pray for those that are suffering due to COVID-19. Or other illnesses that are in the hospital. We declare and we decree miracles of healing. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the lawmakers of the land. We pray for President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We pray for Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, and Mike Pence. In the name of Jesus, and their families, in the name of Jesus. God, you already know the outcome of this election. So let your will be done. So it is in earth, so it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for your angels that your signs are life to serve, to protect, and to cover us, and to fight and war on our behalf. I thank you for your unmerited favor, your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that follows us all the days of our life. God, I thank you, Lord God, for your dunamis power. God, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for your consuming fire that's sweeping across this nation, this land, that's lighting up everything that is unclean, ungodly, unholy, that's abomination to your eyesight, ear, gates, and nostrils. God, I just thank you for this day, this hour that you have given unto us. God, I thank you for waking us up in the morning and breathing the breath of life into our nostrils so that we can come to you, Lord God, and worship you in spirit and truth. God, for you are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, for your word changes not. Your word cannot return back unto you void. In the name of Jesus, it has to accomplish what you sent it out to do. But you know the thoughts and plans that you have towards us, thoughts of good, not of evil, to give us expected end. God, I thank you, for you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are Elohim Adonai, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you as we seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, I say amen. Lord God, hallelujah. We believe in signs, miracles, and wonders. We believe in signs, miracles, and wonders. We believe in it. Signs, miracles, and wonders. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. For I thank God on today for his marvelous work, for his wonderful work, glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessings overflow. Shower downs upon each and every last one of us on today. But God has not forgotten about us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this too shall pass in the name of Jesus. And our blessings and our is still yet to come. Those things are still yet to come. Miracles are still yet to come. Wonders are still yet to come. Hallelujah. Greatness, hallelujah, is still yet to come. Hallelujah. God is still yet moving in this earth, in this land. Hallelujah. And he's still moving on your behalf. Give him glory and give him honor. In Jesus' name we say amen.
We pray you enjoyed today's broadcast. Don't forget, you can also find Sherita Berry Ministries on iHeartRadio and on Spotify. Connect with us on Facebook, Sherita Berry Ministries, or call 731-377-7770. Until our next broadcast, may God richly bless you and your family.